Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Happy Casey Wallet Tuesday, everybody. It is the Jesse and Wally Show, or Jesse and Wally on MSL Radio. I mean, as always, you're listening to SCU. I know Sandra Wally. What's going on, Wally?
Not too much. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. So yesterday, if you listened to our horrible show, you know we talked about the Heat free agency. Today, we're talking all NBA free agency. Unfortunately, I couldn't find anybody that knows NBA draft and free agency like that. So basically, me and Casey, it's just going to be us today talking about NBA free agency. You know, a lot of questions left to be answered. But there's definitely a lot of free agents out there.
Yeah, there are. It's a pretty big year for free agents. I mean, and with all the, you know, it's a lot of calculated moves, you know, trying to be made by teams, especially with, you know, the obviously the salary cap's going up next season. So, you know, it's requiring, you know, a lot more planning as far as, you know, how much to spend and, you know, what they can, you know, throw out a player, how to structure a contract, et cetera. So it's kind of, I mean, it's interesting. And there's a lot of big names out there too. So, you know, and good quality players. So that could benefit any teams that are, you know, struggling or whatever. So it's definitely an interesting time.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving this. And right now at this point, the bomb, like, you know how the bomb is a little rope thing and then you light the match and the bomb, the rope starts burning.
Yeah.
That's where we are right now. The rope is burning right now. And we are just, what, 10? Well, from where I am, we're 10 hours away from that bomb exploding, and we are about to hit free agency in the NBA. And like I said yesterday, there's a lot of big names out there. United, Jordan, Josh Smith, Jimmy Butler, Monte Ellis, Rondo, Aldridge, Pierce, Marc Gasol has said he's re-signing in Memphis, so he's not going anywhere. Brook Lopez, Tyson Chandler, just to name a few. So the question I have for you, for the listeners, what team needs to win free agency to succeed in this season? The number is 646-716-8715. You can let me know at Running Fanatic 2. Like Casey, not Casey Wallach. And let the show know at the right network. The show, too, yes. The show at SC Wally, the network at 305 Sports and Life. I'm just gonna say it right now. Everybody should know this. The New York Knicks need to win free agency. Yeah, you agree with me.
The same one. Yeah, they're hurting.
The Knicks suck so bad. The fans, even Carmelo, was upset by their draft.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But I'm happy because I don't know if the reports have died out, but last I checked, the Knicks were pursuing Jeremy Lin. If you watched the Knicks back in, I think it's 2010, 2011, you know Lin's sanity is, and I want to see that again. I want to see it again. Plus, if he goes back to the Knicks, I can go see him at MSG. So that would be awesome. But
yeah.
Other than that, what other teams do you think need to win free agency?
Well, I mean, you know, you're hearing a lot about, you know, Dallas looking into some pretty, you know, key players. You know, obviously, you know, like Dirk's, you know, getting older and everything like that. And so I know, like, you know, Dallas needs some firepower. And they, you know, obviously, you know, Rondo's gone. You know, he wasn't that big of a help to him. But they're looking at, you know, the big guys like DeAndre Jordan. They're a front runner for not as much of a front runner as San Antonio, but up there, you know, with San Antonio and the Lakers for LaMarcus Aldridge. So, you know, they kind of need to do some rebuilding there. And, you know, if Monte Ellis leaves and goes elsewhere, you know, again, it's, you know, they're another team that's going to be hurting for, you know, some star players. I mean, like I said, Dirk's still good. I'm not saying that, but he's, you know, he's getting older and he's got to pass the torch to somebody else.
Right. And speaking of the Mavs, I remember when we first started this whole radio thing, I had said that the Rockets were going to sweep the Mavs. That didn't happen. They won in five. But I don't remember which player it was. It was either Tyson Chandler or it was Monte Ellis. One of those guys got injured during the series, and that was it for them. So hopefully for the Mavs, whichever player that was, he can come back healthy because they're going to need his help. Obviously, yeah, I'm not surprised. Rondo's gone. Nobody in Dallas likes Rajon Rondo. He was a, not a nice guy, I guess. I'm just going to leave it at that. And then, the coach sat him. They benched him, after one game or something. He was nothing to the Mavs. But LaMarcus Aldridge, yes, it's most likely he's not going to go back to Portland. He has met with three Texas teams, the Spurs, the Rockets, and the Mavs, and he's also meeting with the Lakers and the Clippers. So let's go through this right now. LaMarcus Aldridge, where could he land up? What team could use him more than anything? Let's see. The Lakers.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want to? Yeah, I'm going to let you go first, actually.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. San Antonio is really, from everything I'm seeing and, what I've read online, it's really seeming like San Antonio is the front runner just because of, Popovich is, obviously one of the best coaches. It's a good organization and, and I even read that if Mark Spears wrote that Duncan, Tony Parker, and Pop were all going to be in the meeting with LaMarcus Aldridge. So, doing some heavy recruiting there, bringing those guys in. And basically it's also kind of like neck and neck with the Lakers. I think the Lakers would have about $23 million to spend to do a max deal. And so to do for LaMarcus, I think it would be like an $18.8 million. It's like the max or whatever, but the Lakers get the first crack at them. And then I think, like you said, this afternoon, I don't know if you met it with Dallas already, but I'm going to go either San Antonio or the Lakers, but kind of leaning towards San Antonio more so because it's a winning franchise.
All right. So you say that you would like to embrace Aldridge in San Antonio, but the thing I want to say about that is I don't think they need Marcus Aldridge. They have Tim Duncan. They got Manu Ginobili. They got a Kawhi Leonard. I don't think they need him. The Lakers, they got Kobe. He's coming back from his injury. Hopefully he can stay healthy this season. Hasn't done that the past two seasons. You just drafted DeAndre Russell, who I think is an amazing guy out of Ohio State. Mavs? Nah, Mavs could use him. Yeah, they could. They do have Dirk, but he's getting old, like you said. Tyson Chandler is a free agent. Monte Ellis is a free agent. So, the Mavs could definitely use Aldridge. But I'm thinking of another team that could use him. That is the Los Angeles Clippers. Because if I'm not mistaken, Chris Paul is a free agent. And so is, I ever hear DeAndre Jordan, too. And if they leave, if CP3 leaves and if DeAndre Jordan leaves, and the Clippers, all they have is Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin cannot shoot the ball. All he can do is dunk, from what I've seen. So they're going to need a shooter like Marcus Aldridge on the other side of the Staples Center to... And if the Clippers do get LaMarcus Aldridge, I'm marking my calendars every time the Clippers and Lakers play at the Staples Center. Every time. Because that's going to be an interesting matchup. Kobe and Russell against, I just said, Aldridge and Griffin. That's going to be a very interesting matchup. I would love to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, DeAndre Jordan, it's interesting with him. Obviously a lot of teams are interested. And I think he's meeting with the Mavs today. And basically, what I saw is that, somebody's source or whatever said it's 50-50 between the Clippers and the Mavericks. So, I'm not going to count out that the Clippers don't re-sign him. I think they'd be stupid not to. But, if he doesn't, then they should definitely make a run at LaMarcus Aldridge. So
They need to. And now I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking Lakers Clippers, the way the matchup that could be. Forget the Mavs. I want him to go to the Clippers now. If the Trailblazers cannot get him back, I want to see him go to the Clippers. But that's just me. Hey Casey, I know you live in Milwaukee. Does that make you a Bucks fan?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously we always support, you know, I mean, at least up here in the Midwest, I mean, you support the teams that, you know, obviously that are in your state, and, you know, that includes teams like the Brewers, who are awful. Mm. And, but the Bucks, you know, obviously I grew up on the Bucks. I was a Bucks fan, you know, as a child before becoming a Heat fan, you know, when I was older, but, yeah, I mean, I like the Bucks. I think they have a lot of potential, and you know, they've got a lot of good, really good players. You know, we've got Jabari Parker coming back now, which is going to be great. But you know, what they need is a decent center, and you know, they need a big man. They've got everything else. Like their off season priorities were to get a good perimeter shooter. They drafted that in Rashad Vaughn. And then they needed a veteran backup point guard. They got that in Grievous Vasquez from the Raptors. So now they're really pursuing Tyson Chandler. And people are saying that there's a real possibility they could get Tyson Chandler, partially because he won a title with Jason Kidd in Dallas. And so they're really going hard after Chandler right now.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the Bucks acquired MCW, Michael Carter-Williams,
yeah,
from the Sixers last season. He is a good player.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. He is a nice player. And then, like you said, we have Andrew Wiggins. We have MCW. They got the guy that they drafted. Jason Kidd is their coach. He's a Hall of Fame. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. Hopefully one day soon.
When do we get Andrew Wiggins?
I thought you guys had Andrew Wiggins. I remember seeing a commercial, and it was like Andrew Wiggins playing for the Bucks, and he got injured.
No, he's up in Minnesota.
Well, this is awkward.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm
whatever.
I'm out of here. This is SU Long, I'm sorry. I'm out.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SEU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
Do something with your life. Do something with your life. Do something with your life. All right. I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a lime and light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming. I'm rapping. My people
know what this show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
Hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's Box, and yes, I said Pandora's Box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
Nope,
you can't end
nope.
it like this.
All
so
right.
What are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D-Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie. The Miami Heat.
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here! The time is now. The three sides have aligned once again. Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you. MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9. Be there, or we will be there.
Thank you, Kinsman Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
I'm done being done. I'm not a Betros. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. I mixed up Milwaukee and Minnesota because they're so close to each other. They both have M. You know, it's whatever, man. At least I'm not Cleveland. Speaking of Cleveland, I know Casey, I know Andrew don't like Cleveland. Well, right now on NFL Network, I'm watching the last time the Cleveland, the Browns were in the playoffs. January 5th. 2003. Wow, long time. They lost a big lead to the Pittsburgh Steelers and lost the game in overtime, I believe. So if you want to check that out, it's NFL Network. And if you want to check out Casey tonight on the Andrew Powell Show with Dan Williams and Eric Robinson, you should, because it is Casey Wallach Tuesdays. So, going back to NBA free agency, let's see, what do we have here?
Well, I saw something this morning that I thought was pretty cool is the Pelicans are pushing to sign Anthony Davis to a 5-year, $143 million extension. That man is going to get paid.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show. Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm going to mention right now. Anthony is getting paid. But we have breaking news. Dwayne Wade is not Dwayne Wade is not getting paid. He is opted out of his contract. He is officially... Well, not officially yet. Given another, a few hours, he will be a free agent. So it's gonna be very fun tomorrow. We're gonna be watching everything that happens in free agency. Who goes where? Who goes where? Why and how? And all that good stuff. But D Wade. Man, it's been a nutshell with this guy ever since, basically since 2010 when he took a pay cut for LeBron Bosch to come. What I still don't understand is, very golf topic of LeBron, Wade, and Bosch, why was it that they would offer Goran Dragic a 5-year, $80 million deal, but they can't offer D-Wade something like that? I don't get it.
Well, Wade's, I think, the max they can offer Wade based on how, what the rules are with what each player can get offered as far as their maximum is $22 million. There is, there's things, the whole thing with 2016 is there. A lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot of people, particularly this one, I was listening to The Ticket last night, and they had on Albert Namad, his Twitter handle, at Albert, random, and then the number one. He's actually been putting out a lot of, making sense, I guess, about all this contract stuff that's having to do with, the tax and the stuff that we don't necessarily as, fans really get and, the implications. Basically, probably Wade's best option would be to sign a 1-year, $22 million max offer and then sign a 2-year, $23 million next summer. So, you know, then you would be taking, you know, like the low, the max decrease, you know, that would be allowed. So it'd be like 11.1 in 2016 and then 11.9 million in 2017, which would be like the total payout of 53.1 million is the highest total payout. Basically, the thing with that is that if they, you know, give Wade the max money that he, you know, he wants this year, that the tax is going to be through the roof, not just because of the luxury tax, but the thing is this repeater taxing. I'm just going to say it real quick because I know it's boring to a lot of people. But the thing is, if they go into the tax this year, you know, over the cap, then they're subject to the repeater tax because they have been in the tax for the last four out of the five years, which adds on another additional dollar to whatever $1.50 or $1.75 the luxury, you know, is dollar for dollar over the cap. So, you know, they can do it, but it's gonna cost them. So it's up to Mickey. So.
Right. It's going to cost them a lot to keep D-Wade in Miami. And right now, as far as everybody's concerned, it's not happening. As far as most are concerned, D-Wade's joining LeBron in Cleveland. No, I don't want to believe that.
Nah.
But hey, if it happens, I'm just saying, no, call me a bad A if you want. I don't care. If this happens, if he goes to Cleveland next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, somebody better film themselves burning his jersey. Someone better do it. Because if they did it with LeBron, why the hell would they not do it with the D Wade? You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
Wade's been here.
I mean,
his whole career, though, so it's a little different.
I mean, I guess I could say it might not happen because Miami does have a lot more pride than Cleveland does. But you never know.
No.
You know, you just never know.
Yes, and Heat fans can be, you know, a little on the irrational and emotional side, so it happens. And they're very sensitive, too.
And aren't we all? But, you know. So tomorrow is going to be very interesting. I can't wait for the show because we're just going to be shooting out everything, you know, pre-agency. We're like, bam, this guy got traded now. What's going to happen with him and that team? And bam, this guy got traded. And what's going to go on with them? You know, it's going to be a good show tomorrow. I'm excited.
Yeah. Luke Ridnour, who none of us knew of before the draft. I mean, I didn't even remember who he was, honestly. He's been traded to his fourth team in less than a week. So he started on Orlando, then he went to Memphis, then he went to Charlotte, then he went to Oklahoma City, and now I guess he's a Toronto Raptor. But who knows how long that's going to last.
I saw that picture. CBS Sports, they had a troll on CBS Sports' Twitter page and Instagram page. It's pretty funny. He got traded from, you know, he got traded to Oklahoma City, and they waited like 3 days. It was like, what, day one? He's still not traded. Day two, we're still waiting for him to be traded. Day three, maybe the Thunder will keep him. Day four, he's a Toronto Raptor. Go figure. Now, I don't understand why the hell these guys are, you know, getting rid of this one guy, just keep trading him. Obviously, he has no impact on anybody's team. If he's just basically going to get traded and traded and traded and traded, 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 who knows? By October, he could be on every NBA team without even playing for him. You just never know, right? Right? Am I right? So,
right.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll see him in Miami. You know? Who knows? So, it's only, I know it's 2:30 here. Casey, I know it's 1:30 over there. What's your plans for the rest of the day besides going on the APE show?
You know, I'm going to do some other work and probably go for, you know, a run. Walk, enjoy the day. It's a beautiful day. It's like not humid or anything today, so I love it when it's like that. And you know, just get some stuff done and keep on working.
That's all you got to do. Keep on grinding. I love grinding. Just, you know, get your mind off things and get things done. Love it. That's our small talk on MSU and Wally because we're basically done. We got the last 2 cents here. Harvard freshman. I don't know how to say this name. S-C-H-U-Y-L-E-R, Schuler Baylor, is believed to be NCAA's first openly transgender swimmer.
That's an interesting story. I can't wait to read that. You can check that out on Sports Illustrated Twitter page. Miami native and Alabama commit Eddie Pinero kicked a field goal you will not believe. Now, if you're an NFL fan, you know Matt Prater set the record with a 64-yard field goal against the Titans. Broncos played the Titans in 2013. Eddie Pinero just blew that record out the water. I guess it was during Alabama kicking camp, this guy kicked a 73-yard field goal. 73 yards.
Yeah.
He blew that out the water. Remember, Miami native. Get him. All right. I really don't have anything else. Casey, it's up to you.
All right. Let's see. A couple of these might tie back into free agency just because they're like little small things.
Sure.
Wes Matthews, Portland Trail Blazers. He's ahead of his schedule on his Achilles rehab, which is great. I've always been a big fan of him. He played at Marquette, so I got to see him play a lot. Apparently, Toronto and Dallas are interested in him. So, I liked him on the Trailblazers, but wherever he goes, good luck to you. And, you know, happy that he's recovering quickly. Second thing, the deal that the Boston Celtics offered to Charlotte on draft night, you know, with the 6 picks, they actually also offered that to the Miami Heat. And, you know, so it was 2 first-rounders in the teens this year, 2 future first-rounders in the 20s. In the following year, or in the future, and then 2 future second-rounders for Justice Winslow, and the Heat turned that down. So, some people were debating, you know, was this a good idea by the Heat or a bad idea? The Heat's not a big fan of draft picks, so I think getting Justice Winslow is what they really needed, and, you know, good on them. Another little Justice Winslow thing is, will he be able to wear his number 12 right now? Goran's mother, Zoran Dragic, has that number, but Zoran did wear number 22 in Slovenia, so, you know, maybe we can work that around so Justice can wear his number 12. Because, you know, I love players who wear the number 12. Shout out to Aaron Rodgers. And Brandon Knight's going to be re-signed to the Suns. He was part of that trade with Milwaukee, where Milwaukee ended up getting Michael Carter-Williams. They're going to resign a 5-year, $70 million contract. And I should probably mention that the Sacramento Kings fired George Karl, and he is no longer their head coach. Yeah, I just saw it this morning. I totally forgot what we were talking about this. Yes. And so now all the talk about Calipari from Kentucky is coming up again. Calipari is obviously denying it. But, yeah, they fired George Karl.
Did he even coach a game? Like,
yeah.
At all?
I mean, yeah, he did. Towards the end of the season. But, you know, there was the whole issues with him and Boogie Cousins, and then now there were the issues where he was saying he wanted to get rid of Boogie Cousins, and the management was saying no, and so it was, tug of war there. But that owner is a real piece of work. So, because he fired Mike Malone for not wanting to run the cherry-picking offense that he wanted to run. So, yeah, it's a bad situation there.
that sounds pretty bad. I can't believe it. George Karl, great coach. The Nuggets, terrible with the Kings. What can I say? Casey Wolf, Tuesday, tonight on the Andrew Powell Show. Andrew, Eric Dan Williamson, Eric Robinson. SCU Wednesdays will start tomorrow. I will be on tomorrow with the guys to talk free agency. So that's going to be – I can't wait for it. I can't wait to be on with the guys. They're always a bunch of clowns. It's always a good time with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that if you listen to the show. Right now, Cleveland is up 17-7 against Pittsburgh. Remember, they lose this lead in this wild card game. Steelers lose the game. But the Bucks wound up winning Super Bowl 24-7. They just scored. 24-7 Cleveland right now, but they're going to lose the game anyway because Cleveland sucks. And this has been SC and Wally. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for being on. We'll be back tomorrow. It's going to be a good day tomorrow.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III. Here only on MSL Radio.